Mummy.
Welcome to my Class Mum Parenting Podcast Series.
Class Mum.
No, you're my mum.
Hey, you're here with Lauren. Welcome to my podcast on parenting tips. If you're going on a long road trip, get a bag of lollies per child. And every time that child plays up, chuck a lolly of theirs out the window. They'll learn pretty quick. At the end of the trip, whatever's left, you can give them, if there's anything left. So my kids love to draw and paint everything. Really good idea is when I'm busy or I'm outside doing gardening or whatever, I give them a bucket and a paintbrush full of water, and even sometimes I'll put a bit of food colouring in it, just a tiny bit so it looks like paint. I'll tell them it's paint and tell them to paint the fence. And then it dries and they work out it's not paint, and then they hate you. But it's fun while it lasted. If you're at the beach and you want to go swimming and you're worried about your phone or your keys or your wallet or something, grab a nappy from home and wrap it up like it's a dirty nappy, and no one will even suspect to steal a dirty nappy. Pretty clever. Now this one's good. My kids are constantly looking for my mini little chocolate bars, so your little Moros or your Flakes or your Pinky bars. When you've finished a bag of frozen veggies in the freezer, cut a hole in the back and fill it up with your chocolate bars, and they will never look there because it's frozen veggies. Plus, chocolate in the freezer tastes so good. So I've recently got an Xbox and I love it, but the thing is on the weekends, sometimes I just want to play, and normally I wait till they've gone to bed in the weeknights and stuff, but on the weekend, really good tip, when you're playing, give them the other controller and don't put any batteries in it or anything, and they'll think they're playing along with you. Really good ice pack tip, if you've got any of those giant marshmallows that you can get, they freeze really well, and you put them in a Ziploc bag, and then they're not too hard on little boo-boos, and they're not too cold. When my kids were little, I could not get them in the bath, and I tried so many things. I tried the food colouring thing, might have turned one of my children blue, but found out you can turn the lights off so it's dark in there and put in glow sticks in the bath. Pretty cool. They loved that, and now I actually can't get them out of the bath, so I just say that they're going to get sucked down the drain if they don't get out, and they get out as quick as lightning. Pool noodles. Who would think these have so many different alternatives for use? So, just a couple I can think of. You can put them under a kid's fitted sheet on their bed, and it makes a nice bed rail so that they don't fall out of their bed. When I grew up, I didn't have pads on my springs on the trampolines, but now that's a bit frowned upon. You can actually cut them up and put them on the springs as spring covers. Quite clever. And you can use them as door stoppers. So you cut them, put a slit in them, and you can put them at the top of your door, and then the door doesn't slam, so no more slammed fingers in the door. And then you can actually put them on the edge of like coffee tables or benches, anything that's a sharp corner. Now, if they weren't so ugly, it would actually look okay. So, knits. These things are not fun. I'm lucky I've got bleached hair, so every time my kids get them, I don't get them. But about the start of the year, my childcare lady who has my kids told me that my daughter had knits, and then I looked in my son's hair and holy, he was coated, so presuming he got it from school and then gave it to her. Anyway, back when I was in school, we knew people that used Frontline, and I was like, meh, Frontline will do, you know, it's for fleas on dogs and cats, but you just buy the spray and you spray it all through the hair. Anywho, I don't have kids with sensitive skin or eczema or anything like that. If I did, I wouldn't have done it. Don't get me wrong. But it's funny because probably about once every fortnight, I'm now getting letters, emails from the school saying, there is knits in your kid's class, please keep a lookout. If your kid has knits, please treat them. Since I used the Frontline at the start of the year, neither of my kids have caught knits. Winning! Thanks so much for listening to my podcast about parenting tips. I know some of them weren't that PC, but hey, that's me as a parent. Just remember, it's not what you do for your children, but it's what you have taught them to do for themselves that will make them successful human beings. Have a great day.
Yeah, mom, yeah.